The joke wasn't funny. Not tonight. His habitual clowning around was no longer a source of camouflage that kept him distant and safe. He felt naked and exposed without it. It was tight in the small dark space, and he struggled to get a full breath. Things had gone too far. The rising panic in his chest told him so. His head hurt, and he sensed a sticky substance around his temples, running into his eyes and his mouth. He tasted his own fear. In the blackness, the petrol-like fluid clung to his skin. It didn't smell the same as the grime from the lake. Clarity, which had taken its time to dawn on him, now gripped his senses, and he knew, beyond the doubts denying his reality, that it wasn't sweat either. It was just that his reasonable brain didn't want to admit the truth. It was swelteringly hot in the confined cavity. He calculated that they'd been driving for some while, over bumpy tracks, round tight bends and up and down hills. They weren't in town, of that at least he was sure. He hadn't heard any other traffic for some time, and they weren't constrained by junctions, stops and lights. It was oily black, and he was completely sightless. His upper body tightened further, and he shouted out, but his throat was raspy and sore from the exertion. He heard a radio, and the volume was turned up, because everybody loved the tune, including him. The police had released Every Breath You Take, and he listened as Sting's voice comforted him. Nothing could go bad when Sting sang. It was a love song, or so his mum said. She was in love with the singer, and the knowledge made him feel awkward. Women her age shouldn't think like that. Well, that's what his dad said. His parents' faces caused unwelcome feelings to rise up in his already compressed torso. They hung in the gloom as his body rattled around the boot space. He'd let them down. If only he'd taken his jacket off. Like he'd been asked to. He wouldn't be so hot. And maybe he wouldn't be here right now. The car hit a large bump and it jarred his back, and he cried out once more. But they ignored him. The fur inside his jacket rubbed against his cheek, as if it knew that he needed consolation in that moment. He could get another jacket, he thought despondently, as his fingers wriggled around the material where it had been cut. It might take him a whole year to save up for one, but he could do it. He'd take an extra job at the working men's club in town. Legally, he couldn't serve booze until he was 18 next year, but no one would tell if he pulled the odd pint for his dad's mates. His mind was made up, and the plan was a welcome distraction as he rolled painfully in the shrouded shadows of the tiny metal chamber. In his wild imagination, it became a tomb. The hopeless claustrophobia and the deep, dark terror was only relieved by the occasional nod to the outside world as periodic light penetrated the dimness. Tiny cracks in the metalwork focused his eyes as they became accustomed to the endless, crushing murkiness. A momentary flash of illumination confirmed what he already suspected. His head cracked against the hard interior and made contact with the rough carpet lining. And he knew that the oily substance sticking to his clothes wasn't sweat or mud or fuel, but his own blood.